Today's Patmos Report is entitled, R&R with God. Let me read some scripture to you so we can get the message in context. Quote, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Unquote. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The last book of the Bible is called The Revelation of Jesus Christ. And keeping in mind one of the names of the Lord is the Word, we might also call this book The Revelation of the Word of God. This gives an added emphasis to all the words in the Bible from cover to cover. Note in the mentioned quotation, the information contained in Revelation is only for those who are the Lord's servants, his love slaves, and, of course, not for the sun god worshipers prevalent in the world today. The sun god bunch, being the members of the state churches that are non-profit corporations, religious businesses, the 501c3s that usually have an abomination of desolation standing in and outside of their church buildings. In the above first quoted sentence, prophecies contained within the book are said to shortly come to pass. And if shortly come to pass was 2,000 years ago, it ought to be pretty short by now. Also, it states, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." This is part of a get blessed by God equation. So, are you he that readeth, or do you just read? To readeth, with the TH on the end, means to read and continue to read because one is blessed by it, or by faith, one believes he will get blessed. And that's the way it is with the Word of God. You are blessed by the Lord for reading regular his Word, going on R&R with him. Talk about R&R. When I was a new believer, most of the scripture wasn't sinking into my head, but I kept on going on R&R with the Lord, and now and then he gave me a nice little plum to chew on. Now I can have a big meal just about every time I come to the table, and so can you. Like the guy who read his Bible 3 or 4 times a year out loud to himself, because he heard that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can find that in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. At an hour a day, you can read the whole Bible in about 3 months and increase your faith and knowledge about Jesus Christ and his word. As you can surmise, reading regular the book of Revelation is only a third of the equation. There is also the second part, which is hearing the words of God with understanding. And the third part is keeping and using the info you get as a manager of God's truth. Therefore, one should manage and invest those truths like one manages the resources of a farm, a business, or other things one is the steward of. So now you can see why God blesses you for reading, hearing, and keeping his words, because the time to understand his book of prophecy is now. It's all happening now. It's your choice, my friend. Get tomorrow's news today and plan your steps accordingly, or get the news after it happens when it's too late. R&R with God, anyone? God loves you. Read your Bible. The truth is in there, or the truth you are trying to avoid. Maranatha!